Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. After a big Vikings win over the Kansas City Chiefs, they get back in the win column. They are 3-2 and preparing to head to Detroit to face the Lions. But before they do that, we have to answer some questions, so let's get right to it. The first question comes from Fidel and Blaine. Stephon Diggs had a great game. Do you think he could be our number one receiver? Well, Stephon Diggs certainly had a good game. He led the Vikings in catches with 7 and in receiving yards, his first 100-yard receiving game of his career. Whether he's the number one, number two, number three receiver, I'm not really sure it matters. At the end of the day, you need a handful or so of receivers who can contribute for you. It looks like Stephon Diggs can be that guy for the Vikings. The next question comes from Kurt. Great to see Walsh have a perfect game. Was this a confidence booster? And do you expect his kicking woes are over? Well, it was a great game for Walsh. In fact, I would submit to you, he was one of the 4 or 5 most important players on the field for the Vikings. Hit 3 field goals, very important in a game decided by 6 points. He also had 3 touchbacks on his 5 kickoffs, and the Chiefs did not score any points on drives that started after Blair Walsh kickoff. So a great job by Blair Walsh putting points up on the board and helping the Vikings win the field position battle. The next question comes from AJ in Pennsylvania. Do you think it's possible for the Vikings to find a safety on the trading block? Well, you can never rule anything out with Rick Spielman. The Vikings have already made a trade or two this year, so a trade is possible. But I like the young safeties on the Vikings roster, and it's hard to be mad at any position right now on the defense after a game in which the Vikings surrendered just 10 points. In 3 games at home this season, the Vikings are tied for 2nd in points per game allowed. So that defense continues to get better and better. Hopefully one of those young safeties can step up. Al has our next question. Have to say that Sharif Floyd is quietly becoming one of my favorite Vikings. Love me, a dominant defensive tackle. Me too. It was a lot of fun to watch Sharif Floyd and Linval Joseph dominate the Chiefs offensive line on Sunday. That the Vikings' entire defensive line was so dominant is a great sign, because they did it without Everson Griffin at defensive end. A great job by all of those guys stepping up, especially Sharif Floyd. Nathan has the next question. If Waynes eventually contributes, we are looking at one of the best draft classes in years. It's certainly a good start for the Vikings 2015 draft class. You can never truly evaluate a draft class until a few years down the road, but Sunday was a banner day for this draft class against the Kansas City Chiefs. Eric Kendricks all over the field led the Vikings in tackles with 11, also had a sack and a pass breakup. How about wide receiver Stephon Diggs? We've already talked about him. He had 7 catches and over 100 yards. Danielle Hunter gets his first career start for Everson Griffin, played well, had a forced fumble. And then I'll also give some credit to TJ Clemmings, who went against Chiefs outside linebacker Justin Houston. He had 22 sacks last season, and I thought Clemmings did a pretty good job. A great day for the Vikings draft class. Michael has the last question. We have a lot of studs. Do you think that will finally get some respect and get a few Pro Bowlers this year? Well, I'm more concerned about the Super Bowl than I am the Pro Bowl, but hopefully a bunch of individual players can perform well enough to get to the All-Star game. If you're interested in voting for your favorite Vikings to get to the Pro Bowl, you can do so now. Pro Bowl voting has opened. There is a link on the homepage of Vikings.com that you can click, and it will take you to your ballot, and you can vote for your favorite Vikings. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Thank you for watching, and please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, because we're going to be back next week with another edition. We'll be gearing up for Vikings and Lions all week, so check out all of our preview content on Vikings.com all week long. Until next time, see you later.